Every religious system, every spiritual path that is actually authorized teaches how to clean your heart, how to purify your mind, how to see your true eternal self in the mirror of your consciousness. First thing is we have to stop throwing dirt in our mind by our activities. We should live according to ethical moral principles. We should live in a spirit of service to others rather than exploitation to others. Honesty, truthfulness. These are very, very important. Why? Because they do not further thrust contaminations upon the mind, but how to clean the contaminations that are already there. There are many various sciences to do this, through prayer, through meditation, through virtuous deeds. But in this age that we are living in, of Kali Yuga, the most powerful and perfect means of cleaning the mirror of the heart is the all-pure transcendent name of God. By chanting the name of the Lord, it has the power to clean the mirror of the heart and allow our true eternal nature to shine. Awaken our eternal love within, which is the source of real peace and real happiness. Kalera dosa nideira janasti heku mahanguma. Kali Yuga is an age of quarrel and hypocrisy. So many difficulties, but one great benediction, that simply chanting the holy names, one can attain the perfection of liberation. Therefore, we take very seriously, as a science, the chanting of this Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Ram. Hare Ram.
When the mind becomes cleansed, when the mind is controlled by our intelligence, through the processes we have explained, then param drisva nivartite. Then we experience the inner peace, the inner love of the soul for Krishna, the all-attractive, supreme object of everyone's love. When we experience that higher pleasure, then the lower entangling pursuits of material existence no longer have any influence in our lives. You cannot give up something unless you experience something higher. Bhagavad Gita does not teach that you have to give up your family or give up your career to be God conscious. Bhagavad Gita teaches you have to give up serving your greatest enemy of ignorance and lust, who is seated within your mind. You have to clean your mind. You have to experience the higher taste of true love, love of God. And let that love motivate you. Let that love be the foundational principle of your family, of your occupation, to share that love with your loved ones, to share that love with the world.